Review, Petaloo pamphlet. The sun looked down through a sultry and motionless air. Over the whole field were strewn caps, bonnets, shawl, and shoes, and other parts of male and female dress, trampled, torn and bloody. As the bicentenary of the Petaloo massacre approaches, the publication of this pamphlet by the Northwest Socialist Party is extremely timely. In 6 short crisp chapters, mostly newly written for this publication, the authors set the massacre in the context of the class struggle of the time, as few conventional authors do. The pamphlet offers a comprehensive analysis of the situation facing working people in the early 1800s, the halving of weavers' wages, a doubling of grain prices between 1816 and 1817, food riots, the driving of impoverished agricultural laborers into the cities, and so on. All this was against a background of acute state repression. The workers combine in unions. They strike, rise up and explore every possible tactic. The nascent working class is excluded from the franchise. Rotten boroughs have almost as many MPs as electors. Swelling cities like Manchester, Leeds and Birmingham are totally unrepresented in Parliament. Workers demand the right to vote, yet also strain against private property, the monarchy and the state. With rare exceptions, they are abandoned and disappointed by middle-class radicals. With increasing self-confidence, they prepare the ground for what the pamphlet calls the world's first national workers' movement, Chartism. The pamphlet is £2 or bulk orders of 10 can be bought for £14. Contact Ucafrey at mank_sfe@hotmail.com or 07769-611-320. Paul Gerrard, Salford Socialist Party.